Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here almost every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And man, it's Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means. Well, we have a lot to talk about. And I'm not going to talk about everything because, for numerous reasons, I'm in the middle of the first episode of the Vince McMahon docuseries. I'm going to see how much I can get watched today, but lots of stuff going on. A lot of other things as well. But hey, Dave and Garrett are watching the entire thing, so if you want their recap, that's going to be up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. And today, Lance Storm, I think, will have watched probably half of them by the time we do his show at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern, which is the time. 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern, so we'll hear a lot from him as well. And I'm also going to ask you guys to let me know what you thought, if you have watched most or all of the 6 hours of Vince McMahon on Netflix. So if you have seen it, what are your thoughts? 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. You can also send an email, f4wonline@gmail.com. F4wonline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, and at Brian Alvarez on Twitter/X. I'll talk a little bit about, because I do have some thoughts from watching the first episode so far, but I got a long way to go. But we've got a lot of other news as well. Tonight's AEW Grand Slam, and I think we've largely figured out what the heck's going on as it pertains what's on what show. There's still a lot of matches between these two shows. Some of these matches are not going to get much time at all. And we'll talk about that, some ratings notes, some other news, and plenty more. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime. Sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
People just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruise or land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 150 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Or to Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruise or land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Apologize for no show yesterday. I'll just let you know now, I'm skeptical there's going to be an Observer Live tomorrow. But if it works out, it'll happen. But I will be back for Fun Friday. Fear not. I will have fun on Friday, barring some disaster. So yeah, there was a disaster the other day. Granny had a massive heart attack. I think most people are aware of this by now. When you have a massive heart attack at 94, you're supposed to be dead. But they took her to the hospital, and I was unaware that, like, nowadays, they don't have to, like, cut you open. They sent a stent in through her groin, opened up one clogged artery, and then they said, you're good to go. Everything's good. Your heart's great. It's like, what? So she is still in the hospital right now. She's had this thing with her leg. Her leg gets swollen. And so I think they're doing extra tests to find out, see if they can find out what the heck's up with her leg. But as far as, like, she's alive and apparently doing all right. I tried to call her this morning, but she was watching the soaps, was not taking any calls. 9 to noon, off limits. So I don't have an update other than she was watching her soaps. Do not call her during that period. And I presume that Victor is up to no good.
Yeah, I just need to know if she's taking notes on Young and the Restless so she's ready when she comes back on Friday, she said.
Well, she wants
true?
To. She's probably going to check in on Friday with Vinny and I. So probably get her check in during the show, but, you know, I hadn't alerted her, so I'm not sure I should, you know, drop her a call right in the middle of Observer Live, but you never know. So anyway, thank you everybody who sent in the well wishes one way or the other. I mean, I was like, blood. It was like I had a heart attack. I got so many messages, people, whether it's texts, DMs, emails, the whole nine yards, multiple threads on the board. I mean, everywhere. So,
and it was all positive. If you had a heart attack, you'd get probably the same amount of mail, but it may not all be.
There would probably be some celebratory emails. But at the end of the day, I mean, she'll be wanting another heart attack after she sees how much attention she got from this one right here. So we'll see if we can get an update on her. I told my mom and sister if there's any update during the show to let us know, and we would tell everybody what's going on. But seems everything's fine. I've heard nothing other than, you know, probably out today, maybe tomorrow. And that's that.
Amazing how fast they get you out of there. My stepfather had a heart attack.
Oh, they kicked her out of that room before the day was even up. They're like, you can't be in this room anymore. You got to go to the, like, your fine room.
Yeah, my stepfather had what was a mild one, but he had a blockage that they opened up, and my mother took him to the hospital, to the little center that they had, and they airlifted him to the, and then within 24 hours, boom, out of there. Everything's fixed, boom, you're gone, and now here's your bill for $70,000. So, yeah, it's amazing how fast they can turn things over. One, the surgery itself, and then to get you out of there without having to rest or really watch too much.
I'm pretty sure if I need surgery for my torn meniscus, I'm probably going to be in, like, I'll probably be in there longer than Granny, and it'll probably be significantly more serious than sending this little gimmick in. I don't know, man.
I don't picture
getting out of there that day, but maybe I will.
Your meniscus? You'll be out of there pretty quick, actually.
I guess. I don't know how these things work.
The hardest part is all the waiting around it when you're doing forms and triplicate and this, that, and the third, and then you got to sit there and wait. That's really the hardest part of all of that stuff.
I just remember when I was a kid how serious all this stuff was, and now it's like take a guy's brain out, put it back in, and he's good to go. It's crazy.
I mean, when we were kids, they just started to do more with artificial hearts and things like that. I mean, it's not anywhere near where they're at right now. I mean, the ability for blind people or deaf people that have been that way their entire lives to see in some aspect or to all of a sudden hear for the first time, it's just absolutely amazing.
Well, I will say this. I will say one thing. Actually, Lance says he had both knees done for the torn meniscus. He was out in 2 hours. That would certainly be nice. If I could just get this MRI, I have to call him and start.
The real
maybe I'll have to go on my Twitter. That's what always works.
Sean to pick you up, or who's going to be picking you up from that deal? Vinny, I can see being way too busy to come do that for you. So,
well, I want to say one thing before we move on, and that is that if you are listening to this and you are old, and you've got one of those life alert gimmicks, wear it.
Yeah,
because that's the reason that Granny is alive. This all happened. Click, push the button. They were there, and she's alive. So don't have that thing and, you know, put it on the dresser or
leave it in your... fall and not be able to get it back up.
That's true. Okay, so as I mentioned before in the opening segment, I have seen like 40 minutes of the first Vince McMahon episode.
Do you already have your think piece written out for it?
I haven't, but there's two things I want to say from watching 40 minutes, okay? One of them is, you know, I've seen feedback from people that have watched more. And, you know, maybe I'll feel this way, but, I mean, very hard on the people that said positive things about Vince. And, I mean, they flat out say at the very beginning of the episode, the vast majority of these interviews were conducted before any of this happened. And granted, it's not like Vince was known to be like a great guy before all of this happened. But it does seem like, you know, people are really getting down on people that, you know, had nice things to say about Vince and what he did for their lives in interviews that occurred before any of this happened. So I did want to mention that. And then I don't think that's fair. And then the other thing is Vince, at the very beginning of the show, and like everybody that they talked about, said this same thing. They said, I don't really know who this Mr. McMahon fella is. I don't really know who Vince is. And even Vince himself, you know, he goes, I've been spending a long time trying to figure out who I am, and I'm not entirely sure yet. And then, you know, they start talking about where wrestling is and how you create this reality and you create these characters and everything like that. And, you know, Vince is telling a lot of stories about his life. And I haven't got to the part where, like, he claims we didn't use guns during the Attitude Era, and then they have all this footage of guns and everything. Like, everything he says they didn't do, they have actual footage of it. So there is that. But, you know, with him, and also, I guess, you know, to a degree, Hogan. But Hogan hasn't really started lying yet. I haven't got to the WrestleMania 3 stuff. Some of this is just... You know, some of it, I think, is Vince is full of it. But some of it is also, I don't think he actually remembers. I mean, when you are a fan, I mean, you watch all of these shows, and sometimes you watch the shows again, and sometimes you go back and you study all of this and everything. And I remember this from the Monday Night Wars. It's like, I would talk to people from each side, and like, we knew everything that was going on because we watched all the shows, but like, they had no idea what was going on elsewhere. It's like, or even on their own show. It was like they showed up and they had their thing they had to do, and then they had to go out there and they had to do it, and then they had to come back, and it's like, you know, they didn't know anything that was going on. And I think with Vince, when you think about how many hours of TV that he did and how many segments of TV and all those years that he was like busy doing his segments while other things were going on, I mean, I think there's a lot of stuff that like he's not even lying about. He just doesn't remember. I mean, I'm not Vince, obviously, but I've done a lot of shows, like 12,000 shows, and I'll go to these things and people will say, hey, remember when you did this on the show? It's like, I don't remember that at all. Like, I remember certain things, you know, the Gold Boat and Charmel and, you know, various, I don't even remember Christmas shows all that well for other reasons. But the fact is, like, there's so much stuff that people go back and they listen to and they bring it up. I don't remember any part of this. So there's obviously some things going on where Vince has created this character for himself and he's telling these stories because that's what he wants you to know about him or think about him or whatever. But there's also a lot of stuff that this dude flat out, he don't remember. He doesn't remember doing it. He doesn't remember the circumstances, nothing. And then he gets embarrassed when they show footage of it. Anyway, we'll be back getting Mike's thoughts if he's seen it after the break. Observer Live.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece. And you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So, what have you seen, Mike?
I have not seen anything yet.
Wow.
I've seen I saw about four or five reviews yesterday by people talking about it, all kind of saying the same thing, which was if you were familiar with a lot of this documentary and the story, like a lot of people that are listening to us right now or are watching us, there's nothing revelatory really on it, especially if you read the Abraham Josephine Reisman book. As far as his youth goes, there's really not much that's going to be new there. But what I got from people, not only from those reviews, but from other people that have watched it and that I've been corresponding with, for people that don't know the story or are just relatively casual wrestling fans, a lot of this is going to probably open their eyes because they don't really know the pattern. Maybe they know about Chris Benoit or Owen Hart or this or that, but it doesn't really, you know, strike them. And they're, you know, they're, what people were telling me was, you know, for those people that really don't know the depth and the layer of these stories and his personality, it is going to be somewhat revelatory to them. But at some point I will probably watch it. From what I've heard, there's nothing that makes me want to go and get Netflix and jump into this thing right now. But something you brought up before the break, talking about Vince and his past, and since he was the one being involved in a lot of this stuff, there was up on the front page of the site, I guess Bill Simmons did a podcast with
David Shoemaker. I'll get to that later.
Okay, where he does talk about one line item out of that thing was there were people there to remind Vince about his past and to update him and to try to a team of people that would say, no, well, Vince, this is this. And, you know, to give him, I guess, the timeline. So that's what I saw in the article. I haven't. I'm kind of interested in hearing the podcast because for what Simmons had to go through, for what Shoemaker had to go through, for what, you know, the Tiger King producer, I forget that gentleman's name, Chris Smith. You know, that's almost as interesting to me as any of the stuff in the doc, because just everything getting turned upside down and the having Netflix then be a suitor for SmackDown and all of those moving parts that were going on towards the end of the documentary, that I'm really interested in.
Bill Simmons said it was certainly the strangest documentary process I've ever been involved with. I don't think Vince, it sounds so weird to say, I'm not sure Vince knew what it meant to do the documentary. I'm not sure that he knew what story he wanted to tell. This was Shoemaker. I don't know if he knows who he is enough to tell the story. Even when he was eager, he wasn't there on time or on the days he was supposed to be there. He always had people with him. There was always people kind of lingering in the background, making sure nothing weird happened, reminding him of things in the past. There was always a team. And then, let's see, Chris Smith, the entire production team have done so many documentaries. They've been working this world forever. This guy that did The Tiger King, none of them had ever experienced a working situation like we encountered in Connecticut. We would show up to shoot, and then just all day long be getting updates from Vince's secretary about his ETA, 6 hours, 8 hours before the shoot, pushing it back an hour, pushing it back another hour. He would roll in at 11 p.m., pitch black, with his little crew around him and shake everybody's hand. It was such a bizarre situation. We had 4 hours of Vince's interview on the cutting room floor because he sounded like a frog one day. He didn't have a voice. There was so much good material, but I think the story Chris and his team were able to put together was pretty amazing. Vince also said, I don't see myself ever retiring. I never understood why people stop growing. When you stop growing, you die. Some people are like, I want to retire one day. What are you going to do when you retire? I have no sympathy for people like that. So go die. This was before he retired.
Yeah, well, he didn't
want to
retire.
Which, by the way, before he resigned.
Yeah, there we go.
Before he retired.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all know what happened there.
Well, you know, that's a very Vince way of putting something that a lot of people believe. Once you stop doing something and you're just going to sit around, you know, you're just waiting to die. There are people with that philosophy, and Vince is certainly one with that type of philosophy. You know, a guy who's as big of a megalomaniac as he is, that is cocooned in his own little world where he was able to be the puppet master for so long. You know, yeah, he does not want to give up control or power to anyone. He never wanted to, and you see where he's at now. And we'll see what this new crisis PR company does for him. He got rid of the last one, and I believe the only thing they brought to the table was that NBC column that talked about what Vince was doing and going to Italy and bringing back kittens and puppies from Turks and Caicos. You know, it has not been, they have not looked good, and some of it is the lawyers sniping back and forth, but, you know, we'll see what twist he decides to put on all of this stuff from a public relations point of view, because obviously with this new firm it, he has, they're going to be squawking and putting themselves in the mix.
Yeah, he's got a new public relations firm. Strick and Company was hired 5 months ago to help rebuild his image in the wake of the lawsuit filed by Janelle Grant. Sounds like it didn't work. So now he has hired Edendale Strategies as his new public relations company. So maybe it'll work better this time.
As a crisis PR firm, I mean, you only have so much to work with that you're given from, you know, the person that you're representing, but they didn't seem like they did a great job. Again, that is separate from what you think about Vince or the story or any of that sort of stuff. It's just the job they were presented to do. They weren't able to do it effectively, I don't believe. But then again, when it comes to Vince, who wants to control narratives and things like that, he's probably not one to, you know, deal with people easily to get a story out there.
So which public relations company told him to put out that message the other day that essentially made everybody want to watch this documentary even more?
Yes.
Because he indicated that he hated it?
Yes. And from, I guess, the timeline, it seems like the new one did. You know, because apparently, because there's the other story that we didn't talk about yesterday because we weren't here, was the fact that he tried to buy back the doc. Not only did he get rid of Citric Company, but he tried to buy back the doc and then used Ari Emanuel, leaned on Ari Emanuel to try to go and get that done, which certainly, you know, again, certainly.
Well, that's honestly no surprise.
What it is, yeah.
Of course he was going to do that, but.
And no surprise.
I wonder how much he would have had to pay, because, man, this was not a cheap documentary.
No.
There's a lot of original music, and, I mean, they put years into this thing. So, yeah.
And it would have been dead, buried, and gone, in all likelihood, until he passed away. And even then, you know, who knows what would have come from this. And, you know, there's a lot in there. There's a lot of interviews with a lot of people. You know, if nothing else, there's a lot of stories that maybe people hadn't heard that are going to be out there and being able to be jabbed at from different points of view. Obviously, Dave Meltzer was on there, and you had Shoemaker, and you have other people that are there to try to combat things. So all of that footage, too, that apparently is used in this thing, I guess for a wrestling fan that does know everything, that could be very interesting, too, because apparently a lot of that footage isn't the stuff you always see that's clipped up and put in a lot of the retrospectives you see all the time from WWE.
All right, we got Grand Slam. And this appears to be what the heck's going on, okay? So tonight, we got Jon Moxley, Darby Allin for the AEW World title shot. Young Bucks against Will Ospreay and Fletcher for the tag team titles. Mariah May versus Yuka Sakazaki. Hook versus Roderick Strong. Prince Nana with an update on Swerve, and perhaps Bryan Danielson versus Nigel McGuinness in a non-title match.
They got an asterisk and everything.
I don't get it, brother. I don't get it. I don't get it. And then for Grand Slam, we have got Jericho, Big Bill, and Brian Keith versus Orange Cassidy, Kyle O'Reilly, and Mark Briscoe. The Jack Perry TNT Championship Open Challenge. Saraya, Jamie Hayter, Saraya Rules match. Hangman Page versus Jeff Jarrett. Okada versus Sammy Guevara for the AW Continental Title Eliminator. Hologram versus Beast Mortos and Dralistico. And MXM Collection reveals what they did to Max Caster's jacket. I don't know if I want to know the answer to that. That's a lot of matches for a collision.
It is. That's a three-way, though, for Dralistico.
Oh, it is, yes.
Okay, just making sure
Hologram,
that wasn't...
Beast, Mortos, and Dralistico.
Hologram and Mortos is just fine on its own. You know, I wasn't sure if it was two against one here.
And somewhere, at some time on some day, will be Claudio, Pack, and Wheeler versus TBD, and we don't know who, what, when, where, why, or why, or where, or who, or when, or why, what? I don't know. But that's the lineup. So we know two cards, and one we don't know yet. It is a mystery.
You excited?
Sure. It's going to be a fun show. See if we got an update on ticket sales yet. I think they were at 6,000 the other day. So they've officially got halfway to last year.
Well, that is, what, up about 1,500, 2,000 tickets in the last couple of weeks, month or so, I believe. It just seemed to be lingering around 4,500 for so long.
Now they were up at about 5,000.
Were they? Okay.
Okay, no, here's the morning update according to WrestleTix.
All right.
7,461.
Oh, that's very good.
A number of new seats have been added. Section 112 was a new addition. I think part of it also is people are figuring out you can get $25 tickets now.
That helps.
Yes, that does help a lot. All right, back in a moment, Observer Live.
Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live.
Such a professional.
Thank you. I got to talk a little about NXT, apparently.
Why?
Because it's Wednesday.
Oh. The D'Angelo training montage?
Well, here's what I want to say about this show. We don't have to spend a lot of time. We can talk more about Vince after a while. Send your text messages to me. I'll read them here in a bit. 425-780-7566. I'll just say a couple things about the show. We won't do the whole recap. But the first thing I will say, you know, I've gotten really mad about this show. It's a waste of my time. It's a waste of my time. So if anybody from NXT is listening right now, I would just like to give you some friendly advice. Take it or leave it. Well, it's friendly, easy advice that anyone can do. And that is, just say your own name in all of your segments. Find a way to get your own name in these segments. Or if you're working with somebody else, tell them to make sure to say your name, because it is now your responsibility.
Oh,
you cannot rely. You cannot rely on this company to identify you. Poor Lola Vice. She's the one I've really been keeping track of. It's like a decree. Do not identify Lola Vice by name or by graphic. Under penalty of firing, I think. They will not identify her. Like, I just been keeping an eye all week, or the last couple of weeks, actually. It's like, are they going to put Lola Vice's name up? Nope, they're not going to. Is anybody going to say her name? Nope, they're not. She's just a mystery woman. And so, Lola, I'm not even begging. I don't care. It's your career. Say your own name. Find a way to get your own name out there, so that you can identify yourself and people might know who you are. Now, the show was a little better, but it's still weird because it's like they identify certain people but not others. Like, they have no problem. Hank and Tank did a backstage promo. They put Hank and Tank right up there on the screen. No problem whatsoever. And then later, you know, earlier they had a Javon Evans skit and they didn't identify him at all. He's just a guy in the backstage area. But then, like, an hour later, they do another skit, and they identify him then. It's like, why didn't you do that earlier? Like, you know what I'm saying? And then, this is when it really got my goat. So they did a press conference. I'll just pivot to the... Actually, I'll get to this point. I gotta just know the whole thing. So they advertised an NXT on CW press conference, okay? I thought Tony Khan did some long press conferences. This press conference apparently went for 2 hours during a live NXT. So, like, there's all this press in the back, okay? And, like, at the beginning of the show, it's like the press conference starts. Ava's doing the press conference. But we don't get to see it because we're watching all of the matches, okay? So then, like, you know, about 20 minutes in, it's like, let's go to the press conference and hear from NXT champion Ethan Page. So they go to Ethan Page, and it's time for the fans to ask some questions. And, or reporters, I'm sorry. So the first reporter is like, do you feel any pressure as champion for this NXT debut? Ethan's like, I don't. And then there's like one other nothing question, and then he calls an end to the press, his portion of the press conference. It's like, this was a complete and total waste of time. So then they go back to the show again. And then they're like having a match. I think it might have been the Lexus King Oro Mensa match. So they're doing the match, and then they show a picture-in-picture of like Ava talking at the press conference, but you can't hear her. They're just like, Ava is answering questions for the press at the press conference. I don't know what they asked. I don't know what she answered. I have no clue. We never find out. So then they do some more matches, and then, you know, we have another person at the press conference or whatever. You know, no hard-hitting questions, no Janelle Grant, nothing. Just a bunch of stupid questions. Just
Brandon
a complete...
Brandon Thurston was not there.
He was not there. He was not allowed in. And so, finally, at the end of the show, they go, and the press conference here has officially ended. We will now move the press conference to the ring for the conclusion.
The in-arena portion of the proceedings.
I said, that's the main event. Okay. So we go to the ring, and in the ring is Julia and Roxanne Perez. Okay?
This wasn't good. This
and
wasn't
next
good.
Next to Julia is Funaki. I'm absolutely dying. They ask Julia a question. Okay? And Julia begins to answer in Japanese. And she begins to talk. And she talks. And she talks. And she begins getting what chance? I'm like, this is death. But it's like a joke. She keeps speaking Japanese. She keeps going. And she keeps going. And she keeps going. And she keeps going. And she's still going. At this point, it was hilarious. It was like, how long is she going to speak in Japanese? Like, how long? And I timed it. It was 2 straight minutes.
And Funaki was
she
not
just
taking
goes,
notes.
No, he was. He was furiously was scribbling. And I was like, I wonder why he's furiously scribbling. That's kind of weird. Because, like, he understands what she's saying. Like, so we see translators all the time. They don't write it down. You know, UFC, some... You know, Brazilians there speaking Portuguese, and the guy just listens, and then, you know, he translates it. But Funaki is furiously writing it down. So I'm wondering, why is this guy doing this? Well, I figured it out. Because Funaki then begins to translate Julia. But they're concerned you might not understand Funaki either. So they put up, like, closed captioning.
That's why I thought maybe he was doing it on the fly because she wouldn't shut up. That he was like, because
they
the
had
script,
him write
reading a script.
They exactly because they put up the closed captioning and they wanted to match it with what he said. So he had to pretend he was writing so that he could read exactly what was going to be on the screen. But I was infuriated because I was like, so you can afford graphics.
Oh, well, you
God.
Stop.
They had like 3 pages of graphics.
All that to get to that.
And then this guy goes, actually, it's true, yeah. So then they end up asking her another question. And now she just speaks English. She answers in English. I was like, so what did you speak for 2 minutes in Japanese for? So I'm just watching this thing. And I can't say it was bad.
It was, though.
But this was the most boring.
Yes.
Nothing happening. This was the final NXT on the USA Network. They go to CW next week. Out with a whimper. Is the best that I can say.
Stephanie
this show
Backer,
went out with a whimper.
Stephanie Backer didn't save it either at the end. It was just, the idea was probably, it was good. It was a press conference like, you know, you always do. It just didn't come across very well at all, which again, was a little bit of a surprise. The press conference during the show just felt like they are doing this, so they have it all set up. For the opening of the CW next week when they flash in, because there was no reason that you had to have the ongoing press conference part of that show at all, because
no,
you had
sucked.
Ego and Trick, you know, with CM Punk. Both of those segments were very good, so you didn't even need those two guys talking to the press. Why didn't CM Punk talk to the press? You would figure they would want to talk.
Oh, he did, but it was during the show. We didn't actually see or hear any of it. Yes, this was a two-hour press conference, Mike. This guy here goes, the end felt rushed. It did? She spoke for two straight minutes in Japanese while the fans chanted what?
Yeah, it felt like it wouldn't end.
Whoever came up with that idea, I'm sorry.
It was a bad...
You need to be drafted to Impact for a little while.
It's not the end of the world, but it was certainly a miss. Now, one thing that, again, we didn't talk about yesterday because we weren't here, the CW sports numbers came out from over the weekend. There was a NASCAR race that did like 900,000 at Bristol, but their football ratings were relatively low. Decided just to look the last couple of days of that were available of CW during the week. And look, there are going to be football games that beat it. I don't think CW has anything else. And we'll find if there's a big drop in anybody switching from USA to
these fans,
CW.
These fans are going to find it, and it's going to do all right. That's my prediction.
It is going to be CW's number one rated show by like leaps and bounds.
It's going to be NXCW before too long. Buy this thing.
Which is amazing because they don't seem to be doing a whole lot of advertising or big push. It's just like, okay, we can't wait till it gets here because
about,
our show
a press
on,
conference.
On
the stories are all
going to
be coming out over the next couple of days.
Well, and I'm not sure
the
what
Times,
NXT did last night, but it
Wall
was,
Street
what,
Journal
650,000, 700,000.
They need something to write about lately of the wrestling.
Well, it'd be interesting to see what they actually do for that first episode and where they settle in at.
All right, let's do some Vince text here.
Oh, boy.
This person says, after the Vince documentary, you think Shane is more likely to debut in AEW and run his own wrestling promotion? No. What does that have to do with anything? I mean, he might do something there, but this Shane thing is like, oh, man. You guys are setting yourself up for, like, just, what are you expecting? A boom period because Shane McMahon is a character in AEW? Like, it's, I don't know. I don't know. This person here says...
A lot of Raw Underground.
When's the last time Vince did a Monday Night War rewatch? What, Vince McMahon? Probably what? Never.
Never? Why? Like, again, it's people will come up to wrestlers and go, remember that time and that match and that date? And no, they don't because they were on the road 250 days and it was a day of work for them. They don't remember things in the way that you do. And how can you, when you're constantly producing, if you're Vince... who, again, seemed like he filled 20 out of 24 hours in a day with 4 hours for sleeping. How do you go back and try to remember all of that stuff? It's impossible.
Oh, here's one of these. Even with Vince out of the building, I hope this documentary reminds everyone that as long as Bruce is in the building, Vince is too. I'm sure that Vince gives Bruce ideas. But, I mean, all due respect, I do not believe this person writing this text actually watches Raw and SmackDown. Because you cannot watch this show. You cannot actually be a regular viewer and think that this feels like a Vince McMahon show.
No.
It is not. It is the polar opposite from, you know, it was, I can't remember what it was. I can't remember what he said or what somebody said about him. But I was like, brother, you were the bottom of the barrel from, I mean, it was probably before 2018. But 2018, 2019, 2020, I mean, this was at WCW levels of atrocious, nonsensical, horrible, awful booking. And it was all Vince. And there's no way that you sit through those 3 years and then sit through the last 2 years and honestly say, this feels like the same thing. This is a Vince product.
Yeah,
it's
Bronson
not.
Reed and Braun Strowman were both fired by Vince, right?
I mean, the fact that we have Braun, Bronson, and Braun.
Yeah, good point.
Vince
there.
Never would have allowed that. Everybody would have changed it. Braun would just be Strowman. He'd allow Braun Breaker because he's like, you know, the biggest star. And then Bronson Reed would just be like Reed. That's far from the biggest change, by the way.
Although if you only watch the booking of Giovanni Vinci, I can see how you could think that.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Oh. Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, somebody on the deal here had a good question, Twitch. Yeah. I mean, we need probably a long time to talk about this, but they said, who knows where WWE would be right now if Vince was still with the company? It is impossible to say. But if you look at the trajectory of WWE, if he had not departed, I can tell you one thing. Grand Slam would be doing a lot better. And there's a decent chance that this would be way more neck and neck than it is right now. And there's even there's somewhat of a chance that AEW would have overtaken them in a lot of ways. I believe that 1,000%. I think it was happening when everything went down. I mean, it was happening. They were neck and neck. Dynamite was beating them in 18 to 34 on some weeks. I mean, it was getting very, very close. And then he was gone, and WWE improved, and all of a sudden it just careened the other way. So we'll never know. We'll never know. But here's the thing. 2018, 2019, 2020, what was he? 75, 76, 77? What? You think he was going to get better? He was only going to get worse. He was only going to get worse. He wasn't going to figure this out again. The shows were going to be as bad or worse. Hey, and they were hemorrhaging viewers at that point.
If you're talking about hypotheticals, though, we could be in a case where AEW kept shooting itself in its foot and Vince brought down WWE, and then we would have had two situations where neither company was thriving.
Could have been that as well.
You know, there's, hey, you never
but
know.
WWE would not be where they are now. I can tell you that for sure. I can tell you that for sure. Anyway, out of time. Back later on tonight. Actually, first, Lance Storm. 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. He will take questions about the Vince McMahon bio as well, if you're watching live. And then later on tonight with Dave. And that's it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.